Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Gutteridge settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth fires to first and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Gutteridge who tags Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Christopher covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Swift moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-2 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Christopher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Criscola for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lobs. Swift reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo bunts for an out with unknown description. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Burns reaches second base with a double. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-3 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Don Hefner now playing second base. Milt Burns now playing left field. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Christopher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.